from Spark and Anvil, and Reed Pals. This is Shelby in Chapter 1 of the Reed Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Shelby is a gentle snail with a swirly spiral shell and two little eye stalks that wobble when she's happy. She lives along the tile path near Blip's reading pond, a winding path made of smooth letter tiles. Blip brings the child to visit Shelby whenever a word has two letters that want to team up. Shelby moves slowly, and she is proud of it. Slow is how she does her one gentle thing. When she finds two letters that belong together, an S and an H, a C and an H, a T and an H, she presses them together with the soft foot of her shell. She presses and holds, and the two letters glow and become one new sound.
Two letters, one sound, Shelby says, and her eye stalks give a happy wobble. That is Shelby's whole gentle teaching. Two letters, pressed together, do not say their own two sounds. They hush into one brand new sound. S and H press together and say shh, like hush. C and H press together and say ch, like chip. T and H press together and say th, like this. Two letters go in, one new sound comes out. Shelby loves the little glow the tiles make when they finally team up.
Sometimes a friend on the tile path tries to say both letters, S, H, two separate sounds, and the word sounds bumpy and strange. Shelby never says wrong. Shelby never says hurry up. She just slides over, gentle as ever, and says, let's press them together. Two letters, one sound. And they press the tiles again, slowly. S, closer, closer, until shh, one soft sound. The bumpy word smooths right out. On Shelby's path, a bumpy try is never a mistake. It is just two letters that haven't hugged yet.
A grown-up can press the tiles too. Shelby loves it when a big person and a small person kneel by the path together. The grown-up can slide the two tiles close, the child can say the new sound, and together they can find that sound inside a word. Ship, chin, bath, shell. Reading on Shelby's path is slow and cozy, never a race. And Shelby always waits for Blip. First, Blip hops the sounds of a word. Then, when two letters come along that make one sound, Shelby presses them so Blip only has to hop one sound there, not two. The friends work gently together, one sound at a time.
When two letters finally press into one soft sound and the word smooths out and means something, Shelby feels a slow, warm happiness curl up inside her shell, snug and glad, like being tucked in. She loves that quiet, tucked-in feeling of two things becoming one. Two letters, one sound, she says softly, wobbling her eye stalks, cozy and proud. And the child feels it too. That calm, gentle, ah, I hear it now. That's Shelby.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Shelby. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.